According to Tanzania regulatory authorities and laws that regulate the conduct of the media, actually the media house is accused of not controlling those who were doing the live performance. The Wasafi TV, which is owned by one of the famous musicians, Diamond Platnumz, had a special program which invited various musicians, celebrities in the country. And one of them was actually performing with a sort of a regalia or a performance fabric that in real sense, it might be interpreted as a guest ethics of media when it comes to live coverage. According to TCRA, the way that musicians was performing is contradicting some of the regulations and laws that govern live performance or what we call live coverage by our media in Tanzania. At the same time, the Tanzania Regulatory Authority is saying the way the live performance show was conducted also violates children's rights according to TCRA regulations and other laws of the country that protect the right of children.
What are the implications when a media organization like Wasafi is immediately banned or prevented from broadcasting?
As I said previously, that we don't condone any such kind of live coverage that at the end of the day also violates other groups' rights, such as children and whatever. But on the other hand, we don't also condone or support such kind of general punishment that affects the entire media house. Closing a media house for 6 months, which has more than 100 employees paying taxes here and there, you're also telling that those people should starve for the next 6 months. Sometimes we encourage that we should have sort of punishment that do not take the entire team to carry the cross, maybe of one or two people who did not behave as they are supposed to do. To me, I would advise that in such situations, let the performer, the direct accused person, be punished directly, or the owners or whatever of the media house and whatever, and avoid taking those general punishment that at the end of the day, the people will be suffering. It will also include those who are not directly participating in the live coverage or the performance.
You know, this is not the first time that a station connected with Mr. Bongo Flava has been suspended or banned. So this brings to a concerning issue about media regulation in Tanzania.
Well, I don't say that I should not actually conclude that maybe this media house is somehow, or the government is trying to discriminate them or to suppress them. I don't see it that way because, first of all, the musician is a very good friend of the government. They had a lot of campaigns for the current incumbent president and the party. So I don't say that there is a sort of enmity or between the authorities and the media house, especially the Wasafi, because the two groups or the two parties are good friends in general. To me, I will take it as a general matter that we have that bad trend of banning media houses, of fining media houses, sometimes the registration, if at all, without considering that all these media houses in Tanzania or press groups, they need to enjoy some sort of freedom for them to be able to access information and share information to the public without too much restrictions and too much state interference in terms of what should be aired, what should not be aired, and whatever.